With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. So the story, particularly everything somehow or another, can play out into presidential politics here in Pennsylvania. What went on yesterday in Philadelphia, including overnight, was incredible. I'm talking across the city. So our go-to, we always ask John McNesby, because this was an officer-involved shooting, is to go to Fox 29 and Steve Keeley, who's in the center of the action, and the stuff he tweeted out, the information, if you really want it, rather than just this knee-jerk sort of response that we see around police, you know, shoot him in the leg, all the things associated with that. And there are hundreds of media people covering this. Why don't they have interest in all the details? Steve Keeley is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, good to talk with you today.
Dom, always an honor to be on your show. And unfortunately, we have some details, but certainly not the main details. And that's what we're waiting to see if we get any further details. Like, are they going to release the body-worn camera video like they did in Lancaster? You recall it was a similar situation where a man with a knife came charging at an officer. And there was unrest in the immediate night and hours afterward in Lancaster, in sleepy Lancaster. We thought it was all Amish people, right? And yeah, they released that body-worn camera footage, and that seemed to quell a lot of the unrest, if not all of it. But it certainly gave a side that said, oh, look, there's a guy charging at somebody with a knife. And that was not the same, you know, speed maybe the guy's running at somebody with a knife and coming flying out of a house. But it was similar where it really prompted the people in charge to put that video out to the public to be as transparent as possible.
Let me ask you a journalistic question here. Amazing. I'm hearing some media sources say, Steve, police say the man had a knife. We have the video now. Is that journalistically going out on a limb to say the man had a knife in this situation?
No, because the police said that. The police confirmed it, and the call came in. That's the other thing. We need a 911 call to say, was it a person with mental health problems that had a knife, or are police that are responding there here, it's a man attacking somebody with a knife or a man armed with a knife? We don't even know what the police were told when they got sent to that scene. So, no, I don't think it is, Dom, to answer your question. I think if you can plainly see, and you definitely have a police officer, Eric Rip, in this case, the sergeant, going on the record saying this man was armed with a knife, and still people have a problem with it because he was so far back in their minds, and they're thinking, you know, they see, you know, the show Person of Interest was famous for always shooting people in the legs, you know. But police aren't trained to shoot people in the legs. And I heard one man on the video say, why didn't you fire a warning shot? Well, again, there are no warning shots, you know, fired. That's not part of any police work either. And a lot of police officers, to everybody's surprise, it seems, are not all equipped with tasers. And I had tweeted this earlier in the year that, and it was surprising to a lot of people. At that point, I think well less than half of Philadelphia police had tasers. And the administration said to me, it's not just handing somebody a taser or roll call saying, hey, here you go, figure it out on your free time, and here you go, you can use it. It would entail pulling a cop off duty, off the street, for at least 2 weeks for intensive training. And now we hit 400 homicides yesterday, 2 hours before this incident, which is a major headline that's now lost. But when you have 400 homicides before the end of October and possibly going to hit 500 in a year, well, you don't want to pull cops off the street for 2 weeks. You'll be criticized for that. So It seems that the administration's in a real quandary here. Yeah, we want everybody to have a taser, and sometimes they get criticized. We've had, how many men and women have we had shot with a taser and die from the effects of that? Then there's criticism for using
right,
a taser.
But see,
so,
let me stop you. You're too good. I thought that Dan and I had burst a nugget forward, and you had talked about this before, because we asked that of McNesby today, and I was thinking it, and you've kind of, you're the ultimate source on this. We're waiting for the police to clarify that. You got to train them in a taser, though. That means we don't have enough cops. There has to be something creative done, Steve. I'm not being critical of them as much as pushing for more budget in city council, because if they want to tell us they don't want the police using deadly force, no one does, then they're going to have to fund the utmost in non-lethal, and I think taser, and I'll ask you that in a second, is the best thing to do. It's shocking to me. And yet the rest of the media, Steve, I don't think is running with that today. What you and I've been talking about this morning, and you've been tweeting, that a half or more may not have it. Is the equipment that expensive? Would they be able to provide a taser, and it's just the training that's stopping it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, well, from the police standpoint, it was like pulling cops off the street. And look, I talked to Richard Ross, the former police commissioner. I said, I can't believe, Dom, we're going to talk about a couple of things outside of tasers. Do you believe we have 80 homicide cops with 400 homicides? You know, they didn't even have cell phones. They had those while you were out pink slips that you write a little note on and then put it like on what a waitress uses for a bill. And the commissioner just a couple of weeks ago in a news conference said, we're going to get the cops cell phones. I mean, we want people to call in tips and cooperate with homicide detectives. They leave a business card, and then you're going to be like, why you were out, a confidential informant or a witness called. Well, they're going to get, you know, wet feet and say, oh, you know what, on second hand, I'm not going to tell you what I know.
Sure.
So there's not only that. And then Governor Murphy in New Jersey just on Monday vetoed a bill to demand that all police officers in New Jersey have body-worn cameras. He said they can't afford it. So he conditionally vetoed that. Transparency there. So, yes, there is a money issue. And you're like, what do you mean? You want to know in an incident like this what happened from the police standpoint, and you've got a governor in New Jersey who is vetoing the money for body-worn cameras. So they might override that veto, because a lot of the people know that you need that too. So here we are talking about cell phones and body-worn cameras in addition to tasers. So, yes, there is a money issue.
And, Steve, I don't want to involve you in this, but I'll say again, these people, the people that are often critical of the police in this stuff, they ought to be pushing, moving heaven and earth and demanding city council and the like, the mayor, that they be brought up to speed as far as knowing how to tase. If they want tasing to avoid this, then what else would they have the police do? The police backed up, which they don't have to do. I wanted to pick your brain, too. I'm a fan. I'm fine with bringing someone out there to talk the guy down, psychologist or whatever. A couple problems, though. In an emergency call, I don't know where all these psychologists are going to scramble from. Two, the police would still have to draw their weapon. The guy would see that as the psychologist is talking to them. They're not going to send a psychologist out there with a guy with a knife without having someone backing him up, right?
Right. And I think what they try to do is call somebody that has a taser, and sometimes they're not close by or they're fast enough. You know, they might be on the way. And that is a problem, Dom. You're right on the money here. You know, I mean, you can't have the mental health professional, the one that's trained in talking to somebody off the top of a building, as quick there as somebody who's on routine patrol and responding to that 911 call. I mean, I don't think police just came across somebody on the street with a knife, but somebody probably called and said, hey, there's somebody presenting some kind of danger here.
Right.
We may learn it was like family, you know, and you can't get the people with all the proper equipment there on scene when they need it. And there's a problem there. I think, Dom, it's going to be highlighted today. And if any good comes out of this, maybe what you're saying will actually happen, that we're going to get proper training and proper equipment in the hands of our police officers, whose jobs is getting more difficult by the day.
You're never leaving Philadelphia. I hope they sign you to a lifetime contract, because we can't get stuff like this from anyone else. What jumps out at you from last night, the rioting, looting? I've been talking about the Penn police making a couple of arrests, and we find out they have one of the biggest police forces. And Steve, the ATM blowing up, which only started a while back, but Steve Keeley's personal thing, if you have the number, I'm interested, another police cruiser or more vandalized and set on fire. How many is that since Memorial Day?
Don, we're over 100 now. We had at least five as of 4 a.m., and then we had a police car on fire, right? The fire department goes, and then a fire vehicle gets vandalized while they're trying to put out the fire last night. And, Dom, 52nd Street, here's what jumped out to me. This Family Dollar, the Sunray drugstore on the corner there, these are the same stores that were looted on Sunday, May 31st. This is the same street where those police cars were set on fire. Somebody got in, put the keys in ignition, put it in drive, and smashed into a car. This is the same street where all this happened on May 31st, and it happened in the same spot again.
Wow. Yep. It's textbook, Steve. Thank you. Thanks for the work that you do. Where do people find you on Twitter for the very latest, Steve?
Keely Fox 29. And when I'm done work, that doesn't mean I'm done tweeting. I'm following the news. I'm trying to update the story throughout the day. And Tom, let's just hope the violence and the looting and the trouble ends, and we can have peaceful protests from here on in. Let's hope.
Absolutely. Steve Keely, thank you, Steve, very, very much.
Anytime, Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.